Chapter 2. Learn Basic Sleep Facts. Much of the literature about babies and sleep suggests that a parent read an entire book of facts on human sleep before making any changes. When your eyelids threaten to droop before the first chapter is read, this becomes an exercise in futility. The facts aren't learned, the plan doesn't get made, the problem doesn't get solved, and one or more parent is resigned to another year or two or three of sleep deprivation. So here, I'll try to give you just the information you need, short and concise, with a few basic and important sleep facts that are important to know. This way, you can get on with the real reason you're reading this book, to devise and implement the right sleep plan for you and your baby. How do we sleep? We fall asleep, we sleep all night, and then we wake up in the morning, right? Wrong. During the night, we move through a sleep cycle, riding it up and down like a wave. We cycle through light sleep to deep sleep to dreaming all through the night. In between these stages, we briefly come to the surface without awakening fully. We may fluff a pillow, straighten a blanket, or roll over, but generally we fade right back into sleep with nary a memory of the episode. Our sleep is regulated by an internal body clock scientists have dubbed the biological clock, or circadian rhythm, around the day in Latin. And they have discovered that, strangely, this clock is set on a 25-hour day, meaning we must continuously reset it. We do this mainly with our sleep-wake routines and exposure to light and darkness. This biological clock also has specific times of day that are primed for sleep or wakefulness. This is the cause of jet lag, as well as the sleep problems that plague shift workers. This is also why it's often difficult to awaken on Monday morning. Sleeping in and going to bed late during the weekend disrupt established rhythms, and we must reset our internal clocks, starting with the moment the alarm rings on Monday.